time ago, real quick, that years ago there was a TV station in Los Angeles who wanted to try a social experiment. They took a very well-dressed black gentleman in a very good, nice, expensive car and drove through a very high area, Beverly Hills-type area of Los Angeles, and had him wired for sound. 10 times that he drove through the area and was stopped 10 times.
Wow.
And
wow.
Asked,
hey, Carl,
I
hate to end it on that note. I hate to end on that note, but thank you very much for the call. I appreciate it. Stick around. More to do. We'll be joined by Tommy White, Business Manager, Laborers Union, Local 872. We'll see what he thinks about what happened in Minnesota. All that and more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.
Hello, this is Republican Assemblywoman Heidi Kasama. I was elected this November to represent Assembly District 2, which is Southwest Summerlin. Please join Kevin and I as we discuss all of the latest developments in the Nevada legislature. This is going to be one of the most important legislative sessions in our state's history. Over the last year, Clark County has been hit hard. As a small business owner and assemblywoman, I am focused on getting Nevadans back to work. To learn more about me, go to HeidiKasama.com.
There's a reason approved certified pre-owned Jaguars enjoy such an outstanding reputation. They were once new Jaguars. Hi, this is Ray DiNardi. With the 100,000-mile approved certified warranty, pre-owned Jaguars still have plenty of life left in the tank. They're like new in every respect and waiting to take you on many more exhilarating drives. Come find yours today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas, 6425 Roy Horn Way, or visit us online at jlrlv.com.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ, Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Keith Peters. The police officer who fatally shot a black man during a traffic stop in a Minneapolis suburb apparently intended to fire a taser, not a handgun, as the man struggled with police. Brooklyn Center, Minnesota Police Chief Tim Gannon says the officer shouted taser while struggling with the suspect.
That is part of the officer's training prior to deploying a taser, which is a less lethal device. That is done to make her partners aware, as well as the subject, that a taser deployment will be imminent. During this encounter, however, the officer drew their handgun instead of their taser.
Gannon described the shooting as an accidental discharge. The man, identified by relatives as 20-year-old Dante Wright, died Sunday in Brooklyn Center, a city of about 30,000 people on the northwest border of Minneapolis. His death sparked violent protests, with officers in riot gear clashing with demonstrators. Police faced gunfire as they responded to reports of a possible gunman at a Tennessee high school Monday, leaving one person dead and an officer wounded. No one else was killed or wounded at Austin East Magnet High School in Knoxville. Police said they responded to the school about 3:15 p.m., and when they encountered a male with a gun, shots were fired. The police post said a male died at the school, which is not far from the city zoo and Interstate 40. The wounded officer is conscious and in good spirits. In a virtual meeting with corporate leaders, President Biden says the U.S. needs to step up its game on technology investments.
China and the rest of the world is not waiting, and there's no reason why Americans should wait. We're investing aggressively in areas like semiconductors and batteries. That's what they're doing and others. So must we.
It's part of his push for his $2.3 trillion infrastructure plan. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 55 points. The NASDAQ dropped 50. The S&P declined a fraction. Oil up to $59.70 a barrel. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. Order the three-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. Call 800-500-8384. ReliefFactor.com.
Wake up, men. You're more than a job title. You're greater than the balance in the bank. Status fades, but character and courage leave a legacy that lasts. Don't let your yesterdays define your tomorrow. You are made for much more. In a sequel to the instant bestseller Kingdom Man, Tony Evans' Kingdom Men Rising urges men to embody the greatness God's already given them. Get the book, Kingdom Men Rising, to discover how.
Kingdom Men Rising from Tony Evans, sponsored by The Urban Alternative.
I'm Mark Hutchison, founding partner of the law firm of Hutchison & Stephan. We're the Nevada law firm focused on helping businesses do business, especially when governmental obstacles get in the way. As someone who has been heavily involved with state government for many years, I know how government works and doesn't work for business. With so many rules, procedures, and regulations, Nevada businesses are almost certain to become entangled with government at some point. Bottom line, if your business gets caught up in the quagmire of a dispute with government, you can count on Hutchison & Stephan to help you navigate the rules, procedures, and regulations of federal, state, county, or city government. When you have a dispute with the government, we are the go-to firm for Nevada businesses. Whether it's facing the prospect of a proceeding before a board, commission, or agency, or finding yourself in court with the government on the other side, our team will be on your side. Call Hutchison & Stephan, 702-385-2500, or visit hutchlegal.com. That's 702-385-2500, or visit hutchlegal.com.
It's 5:04. This is your KMZQ News Flash. I'm Jim Dallas. One of the first events to return to Las Vegas since COVID-19 shut down the state more than a year ago is underway. The Las Vegas Market Trade Show kicked off its five-day home furnishings and decor event yesterday in downtown Las Vegas. More than 10,000 visitors are expected for the event, where home and the gift industry professionals gather to source furniture, flooring, and home decor for thousands of brands. Show organizers say that the Las Vegas Market is a chance to reach new clients and build relationships with suppliers. Closed to the public due to COVID-19 since it began its legislative session in February, the legislative building in Carson City is about to reopen. Carson City officials say the building will reopen to the public beginning on Thursday. You can make an appointment to visit tomorrow, but your appointment must be made 24 hours in advance on the legislature's website. Thousands of jobless Nevadans were unable to file their weekly unemployment claims because of a system issue with the State Department of Employment Training and Rehabilitation, otherwise known as DETR. In one instance, claimants cannot see the link to file their claim. Another see the link, but when clicked, the user receives an error. We're working on the Bronx.
On-time traffic
is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Right now, come in for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95.
Well, if you're on the 15 right now, you know that we're getting reduced speeds as you work your way through the resort corridor of Interstate 15. You're averaging about 40 miles per hour northbound around Tropicana, also South 15 at Charleston. And do look for some heavy volumes on that transition ramp, leaving 95 south to go 15 south.
I want you to know that the movement we started is only just beginning. There's never been anything like it. The belief that a nation must serve its citizens will not dwindle, but instead only grow stronger by the day. As long as the American people hold in their hearts deep and devoted love of country, then there is nothing that this nation cannot achieve. Check it out. I go from this majestic place with a loyal and joyful heart, an optimistic spirit, and a supreme confidence that for our country and for our children, the best is yet to come.
It ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Hour number three on this Monday edition of Live and Local. Good to have you with us. Always good to have my buddy Tommy White, business manager, Laborers Union Local 872. I love him because we can talk about labor issues or we can talk about news of the day. He brings a unique perspective to whatever we talk about. Tommy, how was your weekend, my friend?
Pretty good, Kevin. Pretty good.
Oh, did you watch any of the Masters?
Nope. I am not a big golf fan.
Wow.
Well, history was made in Augusta, Georgia. We can talk about that another time. But I'm just curious. The sports you like are what?
Football, hockey, and soccer. And soccer, really, because my daughters got involved in soccer very early, and I watched one of my daughters really became very good at it, and she received a scholarship from Biola University because of her soccer and her grades.
Wow. Tommy, let me ask you, a lot of the news of the day today has surrounded the tragic death of that 20-year-old Dante Wright up in Brooklyn Center, Minnesota. A female officer, a senior female officer, fired one shot and killed Dante Wright. There was rioting in the streets of Brooklyn Center and in Minneapolis. It's believed that there will be more of the same tonight. The National Guard has been called out. What do you make of this? I mean, why does this stuff keep happening?
You know, Kevin, growing up, and I think what has gotten away.
Tommy, yeah. If you can speak into the. Into the mouthpiece there, I'd appreciate it, because we're losing you.
How's that, Kevin? Better?
Much better.
Okay. So, you know, growing up and having a grandfather that had 28 years in the New York City Police Department, you know, and he was never had to use his firearm in the 28 years that he was a police officer. And watching how everybody in the community respected him, I mean, he lived in the same community that he was a police officer in. So, you know, I don't know if it's that they're just fast on the draw these days, or they're I don't want to use the phrase gun shy, but it's kind of like I believe like police officers are really more worried about you know, who's going to draw first, and I think it's sad. Not all police officers, but you know, especially in, you know, Minnesota, I think, you know, police officers became very skittish out there, and it's because of what has happened. And I don't believe there's as much community involvement as there should be. And just from watching, I don't know anybody that's a police officer from there, so I don't want to be saying that I'm judging them, but just from seeing what I see on TV, and it's not like... It's not like it used to be. I think Las Vegas, our Metro police officers here in Las Vegas, I think they really try hard to be part of the community. I think they really try hard about being out there in the community. And I don't know if it's like that everywhere in the United States.
Again, Tommy White joining us, business manager, Laborers Union Local 872. That community... among cops, you had a chance to see that up close and personal with your relative, but I'm just curious: is it possible that we're making it too dangerous for cops today, and that cops are more worried about going home at night?
Definitely.
I mean, because it's dangerous out there.
Yeah, I definitely believe that. You have. And I don't want to, when I say the public, I don't want to sound like I'm meaning everybody, but you have individuals within the public that really just don't care for cops. They don't respect them. And, you know, I was raised and I grew up respecting police officers, and they have a job to do. They have one of the most dangerous jobs to do. They have to go out and face a gamut of different problems every day. And most of the time, they are the problem solvers. And if we don't have law enforcement, our country will fall apart.
No, you're right. You're right. Let me just ask you, this police officer, the chief of police says it was just an accidental discharge. She meant to go to her taser. Instead, she went to her service weapon and shot once and then realized she had made a huge, colossal mistake. Should she do hard time? I mean, there's talk. In fact, the medical officer in Minnesota declared it a homicide. Now, that's kind of a legal term, but I'm curious. It can be a lot of different things. Should she go to prison?
Well, you know, I guess we're going to find out. I mean, I've had my hands on a taser before, and I've had my hands on a Glock before, and I can tell you there's a difference in the way they feel and the weight. So whether it was, you know, and the training that I've seen on tasers, very rarely have I seen any police officer pull a taser and not aim it first, knowing that it's a taser. Taser, the majority of the ones that I looked at, have a big yellow clip on the front. And, you know, I think cop police officers these days, they're worried about if when they leave their house in the morning, if this is going to be, you know, if they're kissing their family goodbye for the last time. And I think we need more of the public to respect our police officers, and in return, we'll get respect from police officers. Now, I've seen that myself, and I've seen both sides of it, Kevin. You know, I've seen some bad cops back in New York, too. So, you know, we got to put our trust in someone.
No, you're right. You're right. There was violence, lots of violence, looting, both in Brooklyn Center and in Minneapolis. We don't know what's going to happen tonight. They've called out the National Guard. What about the people who are, quote, peacefully protesting? And how do we separate them from the people that were looting stores, burning down businesses? How do we differentiate between the two?
Well, I believe that if you wanted to separate the peaceful protesters from the rioters, then the peaceful protesters should pick one designated area and protest in that area. These protests seem to get out of hand when they start walking, and they start walking through neighborhoods, and they start walking through business areas where you have stores and food stores and grocery stores and shop, you know, any of it. I am not one that's for rioting. I was in a 1977 blackout in New York, and I saw what that happened in New York just from the lights going out. And I don't believe people should destroy their own neighborhoods. I don't believe people should destroy other people's property. Sooner or later, you're going to get individuals that own these stores, and they're going to start standing up and protecting themselves. And it's going to be a lot worse than burning a building down.
I want to take you in a different direction, if I can, because President Biden had a meeting at the White House, four Democrats, four Republicans, House members, senators, talking about the infrastructure bill. I think last week you talked about the infrastructure bill and that there were elements of it that you really, really liked, roads, bridges, things like that. Is it possible, do you think it's possible, a scaled-down version of the infrastructure bill could pass bipartisan?
Yeah, I think if they went back and they went and designated towards infrastructure for this country and take out all the other things that politicians, both on the Democrat and the Republican side, seem to shove in bills and focus on really what the bill is written for, I think there'd be some room for it.
They're changing the definition, or they're trying to change the definition of what constitutes infrastructure. What is your definition of infrastructure?
Anytime that we've ever dealt with infrastructure in construction, it mainly pertains to underground sewer, gas lines, water lines, bridges, roadways, highways, freeways, reservoirs, dams, anything that creates the infrastructure for a city to continue running.
And that means that a lot of the social programs and caregiving for seniors, things like that, you don't view that as infrastructure, do you?
I don't know. That's never been part of my terminology for infrastructure. Now, if you want to call, if you want to include all that in infrastructure, then call it for what it is. We're going to put a bill together. And in this bill, we're going to have social services, and we're going to have, we're going to build housing for the elderly. We're going to have, call it for what it is. Don't get people confused and call it an infrastructure bill and then take the money out and give it to something that doesn't fall under infrastructure.
Tommy, before I let you go, I got to ask you, because this keeps coming up, and you're an eyewitness to what's been going on in our state government over the course of the pandemic. Now we find out that a Dieter, quote, system error, unquote, means that a lot of folks who are supposed to be getting unemployment benefits aren't getting the dough. They're not getting the money. Why can't these people get it right once?
I guess that's a pretty good question, Kevin. It kind of seems that, and I've heard this morning coming into work, if you're not getting it right and giving the people that deserve their money their money, then somewhere where it's wrong, it's really wrong. So I wouldn't be surprised if you had a bunch of people out there that received unemployment checks that probably shouldn't have got them, which makes the people that should have got them, stand on the sidelines. I can't even answer that question. It's talking about Dieter is the same as talking about DMV. Why can't we just get it right?
Isn't that the truth? let me just ask you though, who is responsible for Dieter? I mean, does that fall under the governor? I mean, is that
Of course that has to fall underneath the governor. The governor is the man in charge of our state. And somehow, some way, he should have put his foot down up there in Carson City and demanded that the people that have earned their unemployment and are due their unemployment should be getting their unemployment. I haven't had too many of our members down here complaining that they haven't received their unemployment, but they've had some family members, and I know these people working, and why they waited 4 or 5 months to receive an unemployment check, and then I also know people that only worked the past 2 years prior to COVID, and they got their check within the first 4 weeks.
Oh, they did?
So, yeah.
Well, all I know is there are a lot of people still hurting out there. And, you would think, after we've upgraded the software and we've added people and we've changed directors, we've done everything. It's like rearranging the deck chairs on the Titanic, though. It to me, it's just bizarre. Hopefully they'll get it right soon, because there are people.
I hope so, though, or there's going to have to be another change.
Wow. Tommy, always good to visit with you, my friend. You have a great rest of your week, and we'll talk with you again next week.
You too, buddy. Take care.
There you go. Tommy White, business manager, Laborers Union Local 872. And this hour of Live and Local brought to you by Laborers Union Local 872. They stand together with our community in solidarity. Laborers Union Local 872, Vegas strong, union proud. Stay where you are. More to come as we continue on this Monday edition on AM 670 KMZQ.
Discussing the biggest issues.
It's just fundamentally offensive and frightening. It's just frightening. You say, like, who are we? How did we get to this place?
AM 670 KMZQ.
You can always depend on your locally owned and operated Meineke for the essential service your car needs. From engine repair to oil changes, we are here to help you get back on the road. At Meineke, our expert technicians are here to help you understand the problem and the fix. Save time and schedule your next appointment online at Meineke.com. Right now, a basic oil change is just $17.95. Engine, brakes, tires, oil. Meineke, doing car care right.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and a previous candidate for governor. As the owner of Las Vegas Cycery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors, and I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cycery has kids' bikes, affordable hybrid bikes, mountain bikes, and road bikes. We also have a wide variety of the latest electric bikes, which affords the opportunity for those who want to ride a bike again but have some physical limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCycery.com. And for those of you interested in a guided biking or hiking outdoor tour, visit EscapeAdventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. That's 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215.
More lawyer, less fee.
I'm attorney Paul Powell. Have you been injured in a crash? Do you want to win your case? Do you want the insurance companies saying,
"It's Paul Powell"?
Of course you do. I've spent almost 20 years helping injury victims get paid, and I for sure can help you.
If you're tired of greedy lawyers, call 728-5500 or go to paulpowell.com.
I really can help.
Paul Powell.
More lawyer, less fee.
Some restrictions apply.
With the MultiCare Group, buying life insurance has never been easier. Whatever you need, life insurance, health insurance, or even long-term care, we can help. Call 702-396-9449. The MultiCare Group has access to all the best markets for your needs. Life insurance quotes are available right now, and they're very inexpensive. In this uncertain world, you need affordability. If you're a male 50, you can buy life insurance of $500,000 for only $41. That's $41 a month. Give us a call today for your no-obligation quote. We provide you with all the personal services you need. And the best part, we will always be with you every step of the way. The MultiCare Group makes buying insurance simple. You may want to inquire about long-term care. We have the most innovative plans available. Call us and find out how you can get care at your own home from a long-term care policy. Call the MultiCare Group today and get peace of mind at 702-396-9449. That's 396-9449. Call us today.
There's a reason certified pre-owned Land Rovers enjoy such an outstanding reputation. They were once new Land Rovers. With 100,000 mile and up to 7 years coverage, certified pre-owned Land Rovers still have plenty of life left in the tank. They're like new in every respect and waiting to take you on your next adventure. Come find your certified pre-owned vehicle today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas at our new location, 6425 Roy Horn Way, on the south side of the 215, just west of Jones.
This time next week, I'll be sick in bed with West Nile virus, thanks to a mosquito bite right in front of my house.
In 8 minutes, my daughter will be in an ambulance, having an asthma attack, triggered by cockroaches.
I'm going to be bitten by a tick today. I won't even know it until Lyme disease turns my life upside down.
Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org. A public service message from the National Pest Management Association and the CDC.
What happens in Las Vegas gets talked about on Live and Local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
I absolutely hate it. I hate it when the Democrats, when they can't win the day on an issue, when they can't convince you that a $2.3 trillion infrastructure package, with only 5% of it going to infrastructure, roads, bridges, things like that. And so what they do is they change the definition of infrastructure. Did you see Jennifer Granholm, the former governor of Michigan? She is the current energy secretary, was on with George Stephanopoulos trying to change the definition of infrastructure. Listen to this.
There are two courses ahead of the president right now. Stick with the big package. Try to get Joe Manchin on board. Break it up into smaller pieces to get Republicans on board. Let's talk about the first path first. What's the pitch to Joe Manchin to get him to buy off on this big package?
Because so much of this package will help not just West Virginia, but the states like West Virginia.